time. Ron Edwards, on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the blame game has been utilized by President Obama so often that because of the lack of real government school education today, most recent graduates and younger voters probably think that simply blaming Congress for any and all problems is proper procedure. During his recent State of the Union address, the president blamed Congress for the lack of action regarding America's energy problems. Of course, he failed to mention that his refusal to take action and approve the Keystone Pipeline has kept America vulnerable to Middle East enemy nations who benefit from our continued purchase of oil from that part of the world. Also, 42,000 possible new jobs remain just a pipe dream. Meanwhile, China is poised to purchase that oil from Canada and build a closer relationship with our closest ally. Of course, Obama took credit for the increased oil production in North Dakota and elsewhere in the U.S., despite the fact it was former President George W. Bush's policies that opened the door to increased domestic oil production. Unfortunately, domestic oil production may soon decline because President Obama refuses to allow more oil exploration and drilling for new sources. Of course, he'll turn around and then blame Congress. Obama has blamed Congress and others in regards to the problems regarding the minimum wage. While some in Congress and a few senators like Ted Cruz have called for increasing opportunities for all Americans by taking actions to reinvigorate the economy, Mr. Hope and Change just wants to increase the minimum wage, which decreases the number of entry-level, lower-skill jobs for those like teenagers who are starting out in the world of working for a living. Mr. Hope and Change has blamed Congress for the situation regarding illegal immigrants, simply because some in Congress are calling for first sealing and properly protecting the borders, then taking a look at amnesty for law-breaking invaders. But he refuses to personally take the blame for not fulfilling the sworn duty of protecting America from enemies, both foreign and domestic. Since President Obama likes to throw blame around, I wonder when he will turn around and blame himself and Eric Holder for using the U.S. Justice Department to obstruct real justice in regards to serious issues like the death of four Americans in Benghazi, for starters. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling in on the third hour on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. Art, off the grid. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill. How's it going, man?
Are you calling in response to my question, Art?
I most certainly am.
Well, I would be interested to hear your take on this because you do have what could be considered a unique take on certain categories. So take off. Just remember, we're family friendly here. Just remember.
Yeah, right. I share the same opinion I got from my mom, basically, growing up. And I remember someone asked my mom one day if she voted. And she said, absolutely not. And I asked her why, and she said, because I will not be responsible for putting a criminal in office. And so they looked at her and said, well, what if it were your husband who were running? And she said, no, because I'm not going to put a criminal in office. And she was making a point that these people today, they're all criminal. It doesn't matter who they are. Every one of them are criminal in nature. Because you look at the things that they have to do and the depths to which they will stoop in order to obtain these positions of power. Only a criminal will do this. And this was the point my mom was bringing forward, which is why she does not participate in the vote. And for me, I feel the same way. I cannot sleep with a clear conscience knowing that my actions helped to give a criminal more power than he already thinks he has. And especially today when we know that the entire voting process is fraudulent, it's riddled with corruption, it's all based on lies, and they're not serving our purposes, they're serving someone else's. And so if I were to participate in the vote, I would be giving legitimacy to the fraud, the lies, and the corruption. Now, being, I believe myself to be a true blue through and through, red-blooded American, how could I possibly, with clear conscience, help to subvert my own people? I can't do that. I couldn't sleep with myself at night, knowing that I had a part in that.
Well, let me ask you a question.
And also, too, if you participate, what you're saying is, okay, well, let's take, for example, the people who were big Ron Paul supporters. I'm not a big Ron Paul guy. But let's say, for the sake of argument, I voted for Ron Paul, okay, which I did not. But even if my candidate did not win by participating, what I'm saying is, okay, my guy didn't get in, but I'm going to submit, and because I participated, so I'm giving my consent for everything that you do because I participated.
Well, let me ask you a question. As a true blue American, which I believe you to be, would you like to go back to a limited, smaller government?
if we could go back to the Republic, by which Benjamin Franklin mentioned when he came out from the convention there in Pennsylvania, and the lady asked him, so what kind of government do we have? And he said, you have a republic, madam, if you can keep it. And the big thing was, if you can keep it. And that's
correct.
Where we failed.
Yep.
We did not act diligently to keep that republic. If we could go back to that, then absolutely. I would participate like nobody's business.
Well, I mean, how do we get to that then?
We have to get rid of what we currently have. And the only way to do that is to simply not recognize their authority and be willing to stand up and fight them by any means necessary.
Okay.
That means not voting, not recognizing their authority when they claim, I won the vote. No, you didn't, because we didn't vote for you. So you have no authority. And if you try to exert any authority, we will put you down.
You know, in a lot
of
cases,
that is the only way.
Have you ever seen, now this has been done on a very small level, but I noticed, I think it might have been at a college where the student body leadership, if you will, they'd gone sort of renegade on the student body. And in the next election, they voted them out and didn't vote anybody in by simply writing in none of the above.
There you go.
Now, could you do that?
If I thought for one second that would work and enough people would do it and make it work, you bet.
Well, see, here's my problem. I agree with just about everything you said, all right? But I'm looking at this as an ideological war, all right? And I'm just itching. I mean, I'm just chafing.
That's what they make.
Hoping to get in the fight with them. I want to be in the fight with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, hey, look, I know that, but I mean, the way for this to be arrested, I think, and they've talked about it a little bit in the chat room, is to get rid of the method by which we take votes. And to get a more verifiable voting system. Do I think there's voter fraud? Oh, yes, I do. I think it's more prevalent in some areas than in others. And I think it's very prevalent in the areas where they have all these big population centers where they have a lot of electoral votes and they try to swing it that way. I do not want, for example, I do not for one minute believe that in Philadelphia, there's a district in Philadelphia somewhere where nobody voted for Romney. Not one person voted for Romney.
Yeah, I'm not buying that.
Now, in South Carolina in 2010, we had a senator named Jim DeBent who has since quit and gone on to the Heritage Foundation. And in his on the Democratic side challenging him was a guy named Alvin Green.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He won the Democratic nomination without spending a dime. He only spent the filing fee. Nobody knew who he was. He was an Army veteran who had enough money to pay the filing fee. And it was the guy that spent $250,000 came in second. And he never campaigned. And then in the general election, even though he never campaigned, he still got 400,000 plus votes. And what that told me when I saw that is that a lot of people that vote don't know what they're doing. Because when that happened, South Carolina was, I mean, there were people coming and filming documentaries about this. Do you think, I mean, I was interviewed for one of them. Do you think the voters of South Carolina have been disenfranchised? Why? Because they didn't know who they were voting for? I mean, is it not on the part of the voter to educate themselves and decide who they want to vote for and then vote for who they think is best for the job?
Well, you would think anyone with any common sense, yes. But the problem is people have become so, and there's already been one caller called in a couple of weeks ago all twisted and upset by what I said when I basically said we are responsible, we are the problem because we've failed in our duties.
Oh, I agree.
The people have become so complacent. They have become used to this one or the other. they're not used to choices. So, you know, if they're registered Republican, they're going to vote Republican. They're not going to know anything about the guy, but they're going to vote for him because they got to toe the party line. And here's the problem. People need to stop this. I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. I'm a liberal. I'm a whatever. How about try this one? I am a human being who believes in the freedom to live your damn life the way you want to live it, regardless of what anybody else thinks, so long as I'm not hurting anybody. And then find the people who are going to support what you believe in. And if you can't get them, you just don't support the lesser of two evils, because evil's evil. I don't care.
Hang on, Art, through the break for me. Chris, I see you there. I'll get to you as fast as I can. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
Welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load Friday. Number to get in, 1-800-313-9443, and we are lit up right now. Let's go back to Art real quick. You were ranting, and I had to cut you off. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. See, here's the thing. We know that the entire voting process here in the United States is corrupt from start to finish. One, these voting machines, there's no paper trail. Two, all we have to do is look at the last presidential campaign and election. And we're talking everywhere from Iowa to Jersey to New Hampshire to, South Carolina or North Carolina, dead people voting and all this other crazy crap going on. I mean, if that's not corruption, I don't know what is. If that's not voter fraud, I don't know what is. Look at what happened in Athens, Georgia. I was there. I know what went down.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a real quick question.
And then they're sending our so-called ballot, or the voting machine, to another country to be counted?
Well, see,
let
me ask you. Now, with Manchin Toomey, okay, which is the latest federal gun bill they've tried to do, they felt like the wind was at their backs. They felt like that was going to be smooth sailing. There was no way they were not going to get the 60 votes they needed. There was no way. And then something happened. And it wasn't because of my show. It wasn't because of Gun Owners of America. It wasn't because of, I mean, if all the members of all the gun rights organizations are put in one place, you can probably still have a whole lot of room left in some city with all them, because it's only about 6.5 million of the 100 million plus gun owners. But the gun owners got on the phone and they got on the computer and they bashed that bill to the point to where it came in. I think the only bill at that time that actually came anywhere close to getting enough votes to pass the Senate was National Reciprocity, which was pro-gun. All the other anti-gun stuff went down in flames. So what that told me is that given the proper motivation at the proper time, the American populace can get really passionate about something and take action. Now, what if we directed that at the whole voting process? And what if we told the people in charge of voting and elections and everything else, what if we made the FEC get out there and say, okay, we're going to hold elections and we're not going to certify the vote until we feel like certifying the vote. And that means that we're not going to have any more exit polls, and it's not going to be election night anymore, and you're not going to voting and counting. Everything occurs the same day. In the name of accuracy, if you're for the country, you can, who says no to that? I know they're going to try, but we need to, instead of looking at candidates right now, we need to be looking at method.
That would work. But see, that's the thing. You've got to have enough people doing this. And right now, there's just not enough people. But if you had, let's say, if you just had 40% of the people calling and writing and, I mean, going to their offices, if that's what it takes, and telling them, look, this voting machine stuff is just not working, dude. We need a paper trail. We need to go back to paper ballots. I don't care if you've got to sit there for a month counting hanging chads. We want a paper trail so we can verify, and we want our vote back. We don't want none of this garbage with these Diebold machines that are rigged to automatically give a candidate 300 votes right off the top like we had with George Bush during the first election. Really? I mean, this has got to stop, and this is what it's going to take. Until we get a legitimate vote back that we can verify, it doesn't count. Period.
Well, one thing that I think that they could do, and I never hear anybody talking about this, and I need to move on to Chris. Chris, I hope you're still holding. You know, we've got software out there where they can execute how many thousands of trades on Wall Street per second?
Yeah.
How come every time a vote isn't submitted, why can't we have a running tabulation of that in front of us that we see? And then that happens at every polling place. And if we vote, and then, you know, it's, you know, let's say we're voting for John Q. Public versus Jane Q. Public. And if we vote and we voted for John, and but Jane gets the vote, then we know, don't we? Then we know. So there's a lot of ways this to be addressed. But thanks very much for the call. Very thought-provoking, Art. Thank you.
All right, man. Have a good one.
You too. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Yes, sir. Thank you for holding.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Bill. First of all, your program's great, and thank you for what you do. You're a soldier, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. I like to still consider myself one.
All right. Now, here's this call has a lot of deep, deep revolutionary or radical, meaning cut to the root. I'll start at the surface, and I'm going to dig down deep. If you can't take it any longer, just say so. First of all, you ought to have paper ballots, and they could have thousands of candidates on it. You just have to print out the candidates you want and then put that copy of a printer in a, you know, take that and put it in a ballot, and you should dip your thumb in green or red ink like they do in Muslim countries or wherever. I mean, hopefully they won't cut your thumb off for voting. Secondly, the whole idea of sending it overseas is horrible. And people should have to wear, but that's the idea of voter fraud. Now we go one level deeper. The idea of a republic of winner take all by Florida or winner take all by state, the national government passes national laws, not federal laws like Kentucky can't invade Tennessee or Georgia can't hog Florida water. Those are federal laws. If we have national government forming national laws, then it should be nationally elected like proportional representation. The idea of states' rights is quaint. But it's not doing it. It's not doing it. And now the whole idea of a republic itself, the idea that someone can vote for you, we're going one level deeper. That's horrible. What if I said, Bill, I'm going to go shopping for you. You can't shop. I'm going to shop for your block. Bill, you can't raise your children. I'm going to raise all the children on your block. This is an absolute fraud on its face. I mean, it's not an eighth-grade trip by horseback to Washington, D.C. from the family farm anymore. Come on. And secondly, if there are representatives, they should have to wear iPods around their neck with a throat taser. And when they go beneath the quotient or the quota of support, and if someone gets on there and says, I think we should build the dang fence and I vote for him, which I didn't, and then he says, no fence, amnesty, I can withdraw my support, and on his iPod connected to a throat taser, it removes my support from that so-called representative. And when he goes down to a red zone, he gets a three-second ding, 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 and that throat taser goes on. Okay, and finally, even if we have pure democracy, that's not still good enough. I believe in Kaffirtocracy. That is gay land, gay marriage land, drug land, and no drug land, no smoking land, no drinking land, and fish in the barrel land for those that want to live without guns. They can go live in fish in the barrel land. I want to live in gun land. I believe in a system called Kaffirtocracy where everything is bifurcated to the exact way you want to live. You load your plate, then you sit with people who go to their plate as you go to your plate. That's much better than trying to impose your ideas on your neighbors. And the idea of invisible government or zero or just a few liberties, that's silly. I want things, you want things. How many days in a week then? Are we going to have 100 days in a week, 7-day week, 5-day week? No. We need to have communities where it's agreed on. What language? What measurement system? How many days in a week? Are we going to have every day a holiday? No days a holiday? You can't have a government with no initiation of force or zero aggression principle. That's silly. So there we go. I'm up for Kaffirtocracy. You can read all about it on Landtopia.org. Take care and have a great day, Bill. I got to go. I'll take your comments off the air.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate your call. I have to admit, I do like the idea of the throat taser. I'd start watching C-SPAN then, especially when they're taking a vote. Because when they're taking a vote, if their level of support drops and everything activates, then we start seeing representatives and senators just sort of twitching a little bit and then falling on the floor. That appeals to a very primitive part of me. I just kind of like it. I like it. I like it a lot. All right. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cubed.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I don't remember if it was earlier. It might have been this week when I was talking about the quiet town of Waseca, Minnesota, and how they narrowly avoided becoming a rampage shooting site at one of the schools there. You had a kid there, 17-year-old. He plotted to kill his family with 22s because it was quieter. Then he was going to set up a diversion. Then he was going to bomb the town's junior and senior high school to kill as many students as possible. And then he intended to be killed by the SWAT team. Neighbor caught on to his suspicious behavior, called the police. Turns out he had already planted a couple of crude bombs in neighborhood playgrounds that, by the grace of good fortune, did not go off. One expression that became a refrain was that they averted an unimaginable tragedy. But the problem here is that it was all too imaginable. Teenagers today spend a lot of time consuming media. And they're not alone in this. They spend more time consuming media than they do hanging out with friends or any kind of human interaction. And this would be harmful even if the content of this media was not so potentially disturbing. And, you know, in some cases it can be damaging to the human condition. A lot of the choices they make nowadays, because it's available to them. It's available to them. It was never available to me in my time, but it's available to them today. A lot of the choices seem to either be violence or sex or both. And sometimes the sex, the way it's presented, is just another form of violence. And because of the way things have been set up nowadays, most examples of something that's potentially uplifting, where human beings are presented with dignity and they're not, it's not cool. It's sappy. It's unrealistic nowadays. This is new. This attitude is new in human evolution. The other day, I get a kick out of watching old movies just to listen to how they speak back in the day. Because back then it was different. In the 40s and in the 50s, if you look at the way people are depicted in the 40s and the 50s, the men are wearing suits everywhere they go. They're wearing a suit to go to a ball game. Now what's happened, because just like with the voting, we haven't been paying attention, violence has become imaginable. And it becomes a fantasy concept. And the problem we have with this is that because of the way we cover violence, because of the way we glorify the violence makers, and because of the fact that they have an imagination, they have tools readily available to them, either that they're going to make out of nothing or that just exist like a gun. Now, if you don't know how to make a bomb, you can figure it out on the internet. This isn't about guns. Now, the writer of this piece starts to contradict themselves, and I'm going to talk about the contradictions. Because he looks at guns as a nation armed against ourselves. We're armed against ourselves, and we're full of people who harbor weapons in a desperate attempt to find some meaning and some security. No, I harbor guns because I go back to the days of when, you know, that is the identity. Thank you. Appreciate it. The identity is self-reliant. Thank you very much. I already have my identity. But I do like some of the points that this person brings up. Now, this 17-year-old idolized the mass murderers of Virginia Tech, Columbine, and Newtown. Since he did, such violence was very imaginable for him. When you have outlets going out there saying one more in a long list of school shootings, when they're out there saying, how can children feel safe in their schools? And if they cannot feel safe, how can they learn? When you've got those kind of things being bandied about to where children can hear it, then things become imaginable. Now, it is not a good idea to black out media-wise that these things occur. The problem we have with these things that occur, in my opinion, is we don't learn from them. The knee-jerk reaction is to always get rid of the tool, and you completely forget about the imagination, which has been nurtured by media, which has in turn been nurtured by policy. You can say things on TV today that were unimaginable 20 years ago. Now, we all said these things ourselves amongst ourselves, right? But TV was considered somewhere where you don't do it. TV was considered to be entertainment. Now it's entertaining to be vulgar in some cases. Now, I don't believe that the mere image of weapons makes people more aggressive. And I believe that, you know, given saturation with time, right, I believe that you can be persuaded in believing anything's okay with heavy, heavy, heavy saturation. The Manchurian Candidate type of saturation, if you will. Yes, sir, John. We've always had stuff like gangster movies and cowboy movies, but, you know, we didn't have this epidemic of violence when Roy Rogers would be shooting the bad guy. So the way to get out and actually attempt to diminish violence is going to have to be looked at its core. It's not going to be undertaken by getting rid of the tools. It's not going to be from gun bans. It's not going to be... Gun bans is not even a stopgap. How are you going to go collect all those? Really, how are you going to do it? First of all, you're going to start a civil war. That's going to be bad because that's going to be violent. Second of all, who's going to go collect them? Now, here's what I will tell you. This also requires participation. And this means that for parents, like this 17-year-old, I don't know anything about his parents. I know they were targeted. But maybe that means that you actually have to spend some time with your kids, even though they can fend for themselves. Find out what's going on with them. Try to determine if there's something amiss. And then take whatever action you have to take. Parenting is paramount. And a lot of people, for some reason, I'm sure my sons, 27 and 23, I'm sure they sit around rolling their eyes because I'll call the one that doesn't live with me. I'll call him up and I'll say, "Hey, what's going on? Tell me every facet of your life." And I'm sure he's just rolling his eyes going, okay. But I am interested in what goes on there in their life. So, if you want to look at the root cause of violence, that's where you got to go to stop it. You can't stop it by getting rid of the tools. And it's going to start with parents. When we get back, we're going to have a scholar's look at what a smart gun is, coming from the desk of David Koppel on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, supernaturalsilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specialty designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. On a personal administrative note, somebody out there has hacked into one of my email accounts and sent out this query for which I have probably gotten 20 phone calls during the show. And later today, I'm going to have my NSA recruited webmaster find you. Yeah, I am. Smart guns. They are the gift that continues to give. And David Koppel, who is a very respected scholar on the Second Amendment, he's waded into them. Recently, this Maryland gun store owner, Andy Crawford, he was going to sell it, then he didn't decide to sell it. And he claims death threats. And if he actually received death threats, identify these guys, Andy, and have them prosecuted, have them picked up, have them arrested. That should be done. If nobody gets arrested and prosecuted, you were lying, Doughboy. Lawful threats such as boycotts, however, I'm all for them. Anybody that sells a smart gun, no matter who makes it, in the United States, first time that happens in New Jersey, the game is up, unless they change that law. Gun owner boycotts and the risk of such boycotts have historically been a powerful check for the action of firearms businesses. Any firearms business which is perceived as anti-Second Amendment is not going to stay in business very long. Just ask Recoil Magazine. The biggest problem with the smart gun hitting the market is a 2003 New Jersey law, section 2C, semicolon, 58-2.2 ETSEQ. According to the statute, once at least one manufacturer has delivered at least one production model of a personalized handgun to a registered or licensed wholesale or retail dealer in New Jersey or any other state, a process is set in motion within 29 months or less will outlaw the sale of all ordinary handguns in New Jersey. So when one of these people, if we're all one big family, right, if one of these people start to sell this, we do need to come down on them like a ton of bricks, whether they like it or not. Whether they like it or not. Yeah, I'll be getting in touch with you after the show, too. Now, counting on courts to solve this problem would be reckless when you consider the Third Circuit's poor record on right to carry litigation. And this is not a new thing. For nearly two decades, various governments have been dispensing corporate welfare in order to develop a smart gun. That is a gun that can only be fired by the authorized user. And their results have been meager. It is inherently difficult to make a computer chip which is supposed to read a radio wave or a palm print or some other identifier function with perfect reliability in an environment a few inches from frequent gunpowder explosions along with gases and particles of lead. Persons who own firearms for self-defense would be especially wary since a gun that works 99.5% of the time is not sufficiently reliable for self-defense. Most people who have experience with fingerprint readers, iPhone 5S users, magnetic key cards, etc., they know these devices are often convenient, but they're not reliable enough to bet one's life on. Yeah, with the fingerprint reader on my iPhone 5S, I don't have to enter my four-digit access code. But when I do take the time to sweep and then enter my four-digit access code, the phone opens up faster than when I'm trying to get it to read my fingerprint. This is, you know, the inherent unreliability is one reason why there has been zero adoption of personalized guns by law enforcement, even though the initial impetus for personalized gun research was for law enforcement use. A lot of cops have been killed by their own weapon. The New Jersey law exempts law enforcement. This exemption is an admission that personalized guns are insufficiently reliable for lawful defense of self and others. There's a potential problem of hacking or jamming a computer-dependent gun. There may be a legitimate market for personalized guns of a sort. People who own firearms purely for recreation, you know, shooting soda bottles, might not care too much if the gun does not always activate when it's supposed to. Such people might prefer the additional layer of security offered by a smart gun. The security is short-term. If the gun is stolen, there are a variety of ways for the thief to deactivate the gun's personalization, but these measures would take at least some time. Now, the idea that there's a potential market, however, is contradicted by the way consumers are behaving towards it. The New Jersey statute does not apply to long guns, so the only consumer resistance to smart long guns has been that consumers do not want them. Nobody has manufactured a smart long gun which has had success in the American market. Now, if New Jersey were to repeal their statute, that might remove a major barrier to the introduction of a smart handgun in the U.S. market. Given the current state of technology and how much the gun costs, I mean, I don't think very many of these would sell at all. It would be minuscule. Now, in Europe, such guns do exist, but they are uncommon and very expensive. And if a few people want them, that's their choice, as long as their choice doesn't harm other people, which it does as long as the New Jersey statute is on the books. The whole thing about the smart gun, the whole thing to remember about the smart gun is that the smart gun, one, it isn't. It is not smart. Two, well, it shouldn't be the only choice. Now, if somebody wants, you know, the statute that's in New Jersey, this is why I will never even consider one. And I don't want to see one in a gun store. And the next time somebody talks about picking one up, I hope they know now why they shouldn't. If they don't, they need to look at Oak Tree, they need to look at Engage Armament, and they need to say, okay, why was the outcry so vociferous over this? And then find out why. I like a plain, dumb gun. I like a gun that's only going to do what I tell it to do. Guns are very, 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 very simple machines. And I prefer mine to be dumb. The simpler, the better. This is the thing about Glock. This is everybody. Why is Glock so popular? It's because it's simple. It has fewer moving parts than the Smith M&P or the Springfield XDM. Even though they're all in the same market. But the Glock itself, what makes it so popular is it has fewer moving parts. Therefore, it has fewer things to fail. Therefore, it is more reliable. It's not particularly a good-looking gun, if there's such a thing. It's not particularly the most ergonomic gun to fire out there. But this is why a lot of people carry them. I wish all Glocks were like my salient Glocks, because that's what a Glock should be, is a salient Glock. All Glocks should be salient Glocks, is my opinion, yeah. But I'm not going to mandate that, because not everybody can afford that. So the plain Jane, out-of-the-box Glock is the way to go in the beginning. And there are options beyond that if that's what you want. But that's it. I mean, they're not doing anything making it where you have to have a power source or a battery or your thumbprint or pulse or your brain waves or anything else. They just make the mechanicals better. More like a Swiss watch. That's it for the week. We have managed to sail through this one more time. Do it again on Monday, but between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not ever. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.
Financial